Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. I'm Melanie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Melanie Harlow. I live outside Detroit, Michigan. I'm very anxious for summer weather. And I just released a book a couple weeks ago called Runaway Love.
So how's the weather in Michigan right now? Is it still like in the 40s, 50s? Or
it could be. You know, springtime, we could get a little bit of anything. Like we had a day that hit 80 this week, and then we had a day that it was in the 50s again. So it sort of doesn't know what it wants to be yet, but it's trying very hard to inch towards summer. So
yeah, I don't miss the winter. I spent the pandemic in Chicago. And so I got to experience a Chicago winter and a Chicago spring, almost summer, behavior. And I was like, oh, this weather is kind of like interesting. Midwest weather is interesting.
Yeah. In the Midwest, we have a little bit of everything, all kinds of precipitation, versions of snow, slush, sleet, freezing rain.
I think there was like something like a storm surge or something like that. I was like some weird
polar vortex.
Yeah.
Like you got it all.
There's like, it's like random things. I was like, I did not know it existed. And I had to tell my job, because my job is in New York. And I was like, somehow we're having this experience in this once in a lifetime weather event.
Yeah.
So that's the Midwest. So let's chat about Runaway Love. What is the elevator pitch?
I would say elevator pitch, runaway bride meets single dad who needs a nanny, and she is completely unqualified, but he sort of can't resist her.
Yeah. And, you know, he's really desperate for a nanny.
He is. And he still turns her away. Like the idea sort of came to me. I had never written a runaway bride book. I had done several single dads, and my readers really like single dads. And I love a single dad romance. So there's something really I find irresistible about a man and his kids when he's like a good dad, maybe not a perfect dad, but really trying hard. And this one has 7-year-old twins, and there's no mom in the picture, and he works full time. So he needed a nanny. And then I had this idea about this runaway bride, but I really wanted her to still be in that wedding dress when she knocked on his door to apply for this job for which she is completely unqualified. So I had to make her pretty desperate. So she runs out on her wedding, and rightly so. And she's just stuck in this small town, and her fiance had controlled all the finances. So she was pretty kind of destitute, stranded. And there was a flyer at a diner that, you know, single dad seeks nanny. And so she was like, okay, I got this. So she knocked down his door and applied for the job.
And was promptly rejected. Yep. He does. And then she's like, but he still needs her. And she's like desperate and just like, just got to take care of, like, you know, just got to pay my dues and just show off, you know?
So. Yeah. Well, she had a way, the kids liked her, his sister and brother liked her, the town, she kind of charmed her way into their hearts in the 24-hour period. So no one could understand why he was not jumping at hiring this adorable woman. But that was part of the problem. He did find her kind of attractive, and he was like, this is a terrible idea to hire this attractive stranded woman and have her living here. But he, in the end, gave her a chance.
And she's a dancer. So I think that's like a big part of her story. And I know you're a dancer. So like, how do you infuse your experience, your lived experience?
She was a Radio City Rockette. And I have not been a Rockette, but I have seen them. And a friend of mine was a Rockette, and I grew up dancing and everything. So yeah, I always wanted to write a dancer. But not a ballet dancer. Like, I actually have written like former ballet dancers, but mostly when you come across dancers in books, it's a lot of ballet. And I love a ballet dancer. But I was like, no, I got to write this girl who used to be a raquette, because it is hard. Precision dancing is really hard. And I thought, you know, by having a career as a raquette, it's something that a lot of like young girls see and are like, oh my gosh, I want to do that. So I gave her kind of this dream when she was young. She went for it. And, you know, it meant that she could take direction and pick up style, and that she would, and that's really what this single dad needed, like someone who would run his house the way he wanted it run, because he's sort of bossy and controlling. And she was like, listen, I pick up choreography fast. I know how to learn a routine and do it the way it needs to be done. So she kind of convinced him to give her a chance. So I thought her dance background as raquette would be an asset to her. And she's creative and, you know, energetic. And she does like kids. She had taught like dance to kids. So she was good with them. Yeah, that was really fun to write her.
Yeah, it was really fun to read about her. But I love the Captain Von Trapp vibes that we got from him. Okay. He's like, basically like, let's get this going.
You got my husband asked me what the book was about. I was telling him, and he's like, this is giving me Sound of Music vibes, like 100%.
Which is not a problem.
Yeah, I wrote Sexy Sound of Music, but she doesn't play the guitar. Yeah, I always found Captain Von Trapp sort of alluring, you know.
He's a daddy. He's a daddy.
Like stern.
Yeah. He's like stern. He has like a rule, but you know,
like you gotta break him down. Yeah. Break through that like hard, crusty exterior.
Yeah. So oh my gosh. So the book is Runaway Love. If you're like some Captain Von Trapp vibes, try it. Download it, read it, enjoy. So Melanie, because you do have an extensive backlist, where are some good places for our readers to start? Because we have to wait for the next book in the series, the Runaway series. So what other series or other books should we look for?
So I have two suggestions for starting places. And the first one I'm going to say, start with a book called Irresistible, which is the first book in the original Cloverleaf Farms series. That's a 5-book series. It is fully complete. It centers on a family of 5 sisters, and each sister has a book. And then the other place I would suggest that you start is with a book called Ignite, which is also set at Cloverleaf Farms. It's a second generation series, 4 books. All of these will completely stand alone. Like if you just wanted to start with the second generation series with Ignite, totally fine. You don't have to read the first, you know, the original 5 books to enjoy the second generation series. So either with Irresistible or Ignite, both are single dad stories. I have a tendency to start a series with a single dad book.
I read both series. I think it's fine to read them as standalones, it's like out of order. If you're feeling like it, you know, move around, it's totally fine. Okay. So awesome. Do you have any book, Melanie? Tell us if you have any book recommendations for our listeners to pick up.
So actually, I just picked up an older romance, and a friend had recommended it to me, my friend Laurelyn Page. She's also an author. It's called How Not to Fall by Emily Foster. And I had read it way back when it came out. Maybe this was like 2016. I don't even know. And I remembered liking it. And there was something about it I just wanted to go back to. So I just picked it up again. And I'm telling you, this book is so good. It's so hot. It's so like, it stays very tight to the frame of the romance, which I don't know if you ever listened to the Fated Mates podcast. Yeah. They always refer to it as love in a phone booth, where it's really about the couple. There's not a lot of external plot. There are hardly any other characters. And I tend to write that way. My books are a little bit shorter than a lot of contemporary romances out there. I tend to keep a tight frame on the couple, love in a phone booth. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this book, How Not to Fall, is like, I really am having a hard time putting it down and writing because it's so good. So that is definitely, it's student teacher, but he is the teacher. He makes her wait until like the final day that she graduates. but it's just so good. And then I'm also reading a series by Beatrice Williams. Mm-hmm. And the first book is called The Secret Life of Violet Grant. Mm-hmm. And book two is Tiny Little Thing. And I actually read out of order. I read Tiny Little Thing, which is totally fine. You could read it out of order, but it's more like women's fiction. Mm-hmm. It has kind of a dual timeline, which I'm a sucker for a dual timeline that goes like historical and then now back and forth, sort of like Kate Morton style. I don't know if you've ever read any Kate Morton, mm-hmm. House at Riverton, like can't get enough of a dual timeline. So yeah, so that's what I'm reading right now.
I love it. I love your recommendations. There's a little bit for both of us. Like for, if you have romance, you get the Melissa Foster one. It's like, it's total romance. So it's like not like the bigger picture. No.
Emily Foster. Yeah. She, it's so good. Like, I don't even know. Her writing style is just really, it's funny. This heroine is sort of awkward, but she's really relatable. And the hero is just hot and smart and like, you guys pick it off.
I think it's so cute. And I have Beatrice Williams as a go-to author. Like I love with timelines. Like I just love her writing style. It's just like, it's just so good.
Yeah, I picked up, I was at a Barnes & Noble in Maumee, Ohio. I actually did a signing at this Barnes & Noble. And I was like, okay, it was a beautiful store. Mm-hmm. And they just had so much romance there. But they also had like, they had everything. I mean, that you can imagine. It was a huge store. And that's where I picked up the Beatrice Williams books. The covers are gorgeous. I love women on covers. I know romance readers, it doesn't really work for contemporary romance, but for women's fiction or historical even, like, give me like a woman on the cover, like looking in the distance, like holding onto her hat. I don't know what it is. It's like catnip. I got to have it.
I love this. Melanie, tell us where to find online.
My website is melanieharlow.com. Pretty easy. I have a Facebook reader group called Harlow's Harlots. I'm in there pretty much every day. I'm very active in there. You can find me on Instagram and on TikTok. But for interacting with me, definitely the Facebook group Harlow's Harlots is the way to go.
Awesome. Thank you, Melanie, for coming to the show.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.